One advantage to this event, as you ponder radar sectorization strategies, is that the Shreveport area inherited a well-developed line of convection from the west. Mesoanalysis information, along with upstream reports already received, would indicate warnings will be issued for a fast-moving line of storms and for what looks to be a very large portion of the service area. The question becomes whether sectorization is wise, and if so, would dividing by area, warning type, or both is the best initial course of action? Given the early awareness of the line's speed and the risk for wind damage and mesovortex development, sectorization by warning type is ideal. Staying ahead of this system with long lead severe thunderstorm warnings will set the tone for warning operations. Meanwhile, one, perhaps two warning forecasters dedicated to tornado warnings are ideal to handle quickly evolving line bowls, surges, and subsequent mesovortex genesis. All of the above must be considered under the backdrop of a difficult staffing situation, given the ongoing pandemic, and your approach may vary for reasons beyond the ideal. Early and careful consideration of all aspects of the operations is essential to ensure the right positions are staffed in the office, compared to those that may be better suited from a different portion of the office or remotely.